Red Dwarf, Season 8, Episode 1, Back in the Red, Part 1. Remember our girl, Summerfield, the old movie star? 83, according to this. Ah, just a baby with his nurse. He's good at love at first sight, she cooed. Always liked older men. God, he ran into Tutankhamun. He wouldn't stand a chance. He's have his bandaged off before he could say silicon and pants. There's some pictures of them. Here with a newborn, there's our girl, there's the baby. No, no, there's our girl. There's the baby. I was thrown for a minute, a bib and a bonnet. Thought there was a baby at first, an 83-year-old dad. How's that going to work? I bet you're not going to get up in the middle of the night to give the baby its feed. Probably pretend to be dead. Darling, can you have the baby, give the baby his bottle tonight? It's not going to work, is it? Only lunches, as far as I can see, his wife changed both their nappies at the same time. He's still not talking to me? Don't believe me, childish, you know. I've a good mind to fill your shoes with ruddy porridge again. Teach you a lesson about maturity. All right, I'll tell you what. I bet you can make you say something the next minute. 20 big ones. Shake on it, okay? If you say it. I'm on, say nothing. I'm on, okay? Gonna say something, all right? And you're gonna totally lose it. Are you ready? I'm ready. Remember, Yvonne McGuida? You really liked her, didn't you? I used to go out with her, you know, before you did. You know that, don't you? You didn't know that, did you? Broke up in the end. You really hurt me. Still got cars today. You never heal curvet burns, do they? Both cheeks, man. She nearly wore them down to the bone. Well, you shut up. What did I tell you? 20 big ones. Been listening to you whittering on now for what seems to ice ages. My mind is so numb and brain dead. I feel like you just attended a 3-day cinema type of future plumbing. At last, you're talking to me. I knew you would make up. 83. There's a thing been even bigger than I remember. A guy who's got a problem. Hey guys, look at my body. It's an invitation that will not cause us a pain. Now it's back to normal. No time for that now, sir. We're flying down the corridor. Red Dwarf and Starbucks seem to be expanding. Not so about expanding. It's Red Dwarf that's shrinking. Must have been something. We learned about its medical process. Just like my body. It's being sucked into a vent. Can't fight it. Air vents closing in. It must take action. Be bold, positive, decisive. Why, dudes? Am I fancy game charades using just noses? Or is this a bad time? Hello, holy man. We're about to get crushed to death. So that's a no then, is it? Once the Nedos rebuilt the ship, I thought things were going to get back to normal. We don't know where we are, what to do. I haven't got a clue what's happening. Things are back to normal. Can't you get this crate go faster? Going to be like getting crushed to death under a gigantic trouser press. Freshly laundered and wrinkle-free. Always prayed I'd go out like that. There may be a way through this if we take a detour. Past Epsilon 14. Take a right at Hydro Unit. We say about 2 minutes. Epsilon 14. There's some kind of heartbeat up ahead. Beating an incredible rate. You mean there's a heart out there with no body? No wonder it's beating so fast. Hey, I hope we're not stopped by the cops. I don't like it when you sweat arse. According to the desk, they lost all engines. Didn't I read somewhere you can seriously affect your ability to fly? Now we just lost the mid-sesh in the kitchen. I'm sorry, everyone, but we have to have sandwiches for lunch. Dave, Selby, Chin, is it really you? Is it really us? Hang on. Check. Yeah, I think it's us. Guys, this is brilliant. Can't believe it. You know the people, sir? Love them? They've been drunk and conscious. And taking their clothes off and painting parts of them green. Of course I know them. It's Red Dwarf crew, pretty. Now the Nano's massive reconstructing them. Along with ship, this is Shen. He works in the kitchen, he's always drunk. Selby's always drunk too, with Preston. Couldn't make it. He drank the crew all life, sir. That's great news, wonderful, marvellous, what incredible news. And all that extra ironing, bliss. Mercer Fulton. Read them all their rights, David Lister. Will be charged with stealing and crashing a suburb. Also charged for having no pilot's license and straggling 2 stowaways on board, along with navigation officer Kristen Clancy. Everything you say or do not say now will be used and bold or cry against you. Do you require any form of aid? Your lemonade and a really large scotch. Right, left, left, right, left, right. Trilax, you're going to burst the blood vessel. Shout out, you maggot. Do you understand? Do you understand? Yes. What's that? Yes, Shaddy. Yes, sir. Left, right, 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 right. Halt. Left arm. At ease. All right, Jude. I don't know about you yet, Holm. It might be an idea to keep it that way. I need some info. Boulder Cry found us guilty tomorrow. What happens then? If you do, will you lose? You probably got a couple of years in the brig. What brig? Brig on floor 413. Is it on floor 13? Yeah, there is. It's classified. I need to know on your basis. So who knew? Well, the officers. Anyone who's seen the toilet zone. So what it's like, this brig. Well, if you're a state agent, probably describe it the old style penal establishment. Abrupt wildlife, 200 bedrooms, all with their soup buckets. Begging hell, they call it the tank. Inmate population, 400, all penetrated to have thief 12. They've all been restructured too. What are they like? No, tell me. What do you know? A deranged, hairy, no lobes with breath. Like nappies, arms like toilet walls, scrum of the universe. They're all like that, aren't they? Well, the nice ones are. Yeah. Hang on, I got one of them. I'll follow somewhere. Here we go. I'm Nigel. I'm nice. What? See what I mean? They're not all headbangers. Nigel is lovely. Though does tend to be a bit narky. Get too close with a magnet. Thanks very much, Hull. Yeah, cheering you up. Really cheering me out in the brig. 2 years. 2 years without curry lager. 2 years without sex, you overhope. Remember? Words out, you're going to throw the book at you, Listy. Followed by the bookcase and then the library, brick by brick. God, it's you used to be. It's like you used to be, yeah. Well, what's got into you? You can't fly a Starbug, Milado. Technician of zero, nobody. Going to sound nuts, but the whole crew died. Who knew? All been restructured by manotropic ropes. I died, yeah. All the crew died, yeah. We're going to spend the next 2 years in the brig with a load of new videos. Barely spelled tattoos. So well, in my heaven, look. Reddishly wiped everyone out. I survived because I was the status. Then these nanos arrived. That built ship was corrupted crew. So where are they? Dunno. Gone, scarpered. Maybe you should take the fifth. The fifth? Oh, you would take the sixth, seventh and eighth too. Got to track down those menos to incorporate our story. Otherwise, who's going to believe our defence? Are you meth drinkers and Corn Circle Society? I need your help, man. Me? Who else is going to help me? I'm flying to Courtless. A minute I walk through that door, I get enough wattage in my jacuzzi to light up the whole booty. Well, considering that the future has a store for your jacket, see? A couple of zillion volts is going to be easy shrink. Well, there's a room in it. We're 3 million light years in deep space and the Red Dwarf's changed shape. It's classified information, Karen. Who? Damn hell told you that the coffee machine on G-Jack. A damn coffee machine. Gonna burst its glass. Damn topone dispenser. It's true. Shall we get holding back up? Can't verify it. Starbucks took out one of the CPU banks. Crash. Having trouble rebooting. Coffee machine said the ship is now identical to original design plans. For GMC made it cut all its cutbacks. And now on a quite level matter, antimatter generator, ship-wide, bioorganic computer networking, carrier buggy bar on the sea deck. And about how? How do we wind up in deep space? Nobody knows. Don't believe this one human. Take a look at this. Has he got the measles? They asked his nipples, Frank. Six nipples? I wonder what a female pieces is like. Pretty easy to please in bed, especially if you play the piano. Certain organs are different too. In what way? His kidney, liver, and appendix, all coloured, all naked. Even with his stomach, well, appears to be decorated. Guy's intestine looks better than my corpus. His heartbeat's weird too. Instead of a normal heartbeat, he sounds cooler. You think of going, have a donkey human, I'll beat da-duff, da-duff, da-duff. Well, there's a tune in that. Let me hear it. Or is his pulse is different rhythm? Oh, it's good. Can you slam that down on tape for me? Remember, I'm begging you, man. Help me escape. I've got to track down those nanobots. Not risking my career staying for you, Listy. I again place up the cigarette. Slickly spit up the cigarette. Slickly spit, precisely. Then I pass engineering there. Guy, come an officer. Come an officer. Yes, sir, officer. A guy of honour, DC, Brady. Are you saying I haven't got those proficiencies? Generally, people with breeding, when they're bored, I want my bridge club to wrap up, go home. People breeding generally do not play by the same man. Zoo is certainly high in their bollocks, buttocks. I remember you used to do that sort of thing, didn't I? Don't expect help from me, Mister. Well, but what was that years ago? It was last week. Last week for you. You've been restructured years ago for me. Anywhere I was, we was all then. Been finished off the other car. I even drowned a smeg awful pink stuff down the back of drinks cabinet. That was my windoline. I must have left it there. I was cleaning glass. It tasted all right with a cherous green liquory thing. Drank Miss Swagafara? It's totally unbelievable. Look, I've changed and I'm different now. More chill, more debonair. I don't even stir my tea with a spanner anymore. You'll probably recognise me. Have you stopped playing the guitar? No, I just like to stop accompanying myself. My armpit. I'm trying to say is I don't need to take my frustrations on you anymore. What's that? Been away. What is it? 5, 6 years, not counting the status? Done stuff. Stuff that would make your hair straight. I came through it. I can help you. Do what? Get promoted. Prosperous. How? Prosperous. How? Information. Seeing the crew with confidential reports. Seeing their strength and weakness. How? Well, before you were structured, I've run whole of this ship. Seeing the crew files, medical records, sessions, with reference to works. Knowledge, power. Who said that? Don't know. Nor do I. The point is when I can make you look like a genius. You get promoted in the field. Man, you don't have to take exams. Do that extra insurance meg just to help me escape. I have my principal sister. You think you can pay me promises of power and glory? You think okay, I'll do it. But you have to prove to me first. You're on. Get me voted. You got it. Okay, deal. We find the convention. Country files in Starbucks cockpit. It's a senile version. Oh, Holly, load you into this watch. We'll lead you into it. Oh, I'm Dr. Lucas McCrean, the ship's chief psychiatrist, Prince. Well, about time we got together. Had a really nice netter. My name is Quentin, sir. Lovely. Well, we're doing well, aren't we? Now you're a robot, aren't you? Last time I looked, sir, yes. And can you tell me when you created? Can you remember? Very good. 2340. Now, that's in the future, isn't it? Yes, sir. Created after you died. Lovely, lovely. So I died and you were created. How long would you say you've been dead altogether? Oh, you're not dead anymore, sir. Aren't I? No. You're alive again, sir. Can't you tell? Right, I was alive, died, and then started living again. You've been most fortunate, sir. I have, haven't I? Golly, your chair's screwed down, isn't it, Crichton? Oh, yes, sir. Just checking. Excellent. Lovely, lovely. How did I suddenly bring back to life again? You're built, sir, by these nitty, itty, bitty, teeny, weeny, bitty, teeny, little robots. Teeny, little robots. They make these little noises. Me, 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 me. Just double check the chair for me. Would you, Crichton? Still screwed down, isn't it? With really long, long screws that go deep, deep in the ground. Yes, sir. Okay, now tell me, what kind of robot do you think you are? What are you programmed to do? Oh, well, sanitation droid, sir. Programmed to do sanitation type things, washing, cleaning, ironing. You also drive spaceships, though, don't you? Pretend to be the space officer. Space officer, sitting in that lovely swinging chair with all those lovely, pretty buttons. Press them all. Yes, I do that too, sir. That sort of makes you Mr. Lister. Mr. Lister? Yeah, break my program, sir. Over years, I've managed to develop some serious character faults, which I'm extremely proud. Able to lie to a modest standard. For example, you have a very fine haircut. You see how good I got, and completely mastered prophecy. Even though I must say so myself, so several emotions. In fear, oh my God. He's going to kill us. Sadness. Oh my God, it's killed us. Happiness. Oh my no. Hasn't. Surprise. Oh, I turned into a frog. And lately, I'm proud to say, got the hang of anger. Rudy Midas Vice. As a newbie, I'm going to launch it this year's motion show. At the moment, I'm working on an ambulance that makes feeling two opposite, incoherent emotions about the same thing. Yeah, you see, I've not quite got the hang of it yet. You look like a dog with caramel and toffee. What is your relationship with Lister? I love Mr. Lister, sir. He taught me everything. Without him, I'd probably be normal. Going to make a reclamation in an hour, it's Gretton. Which I think might help you. Before I do, just double check that chair for me, would you? Yes, good luck, Raris. Sanctuary magnetism. Hey, what's this? They got them years ago from a scientist called Limestone. The positive viruses. One gives you sexual magnetism. The other gives you luck. While your natural body defences combat the virus, show sexual magnetism. You've got to use it. Paris is a kind of power, sir. Yeah, I bet you Tiny Soviet singlet to see it works. Well, bottoms up then. Bottoms up. And hopefully bottoms up again. Ah, ladies. Hi, Arnold. The world loves a bastard.